Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Two Drunk Mills and a Gen Z. I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Joss.
Hi.
What up?
What's up? So we went and did Tron.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of our last outings.
Yes.
Sabrina was confused during it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand the confusion. Give your criticism and I'm going to give my criticism on your criticism.
Okay. So here's my thoughts on this.
Because I did not agree with your criticism.
Is that there's not a whole lot of like continuous storyline leading up to actually writing it. Like, in the queue, I mean, it's like blue and black and lights up, but there's no link. Nobody's coming on to talk to you about, like, why are you racing? What is the point of this? Like, what is there?
Because Tron's a game.
Yeah, but then there's like a giant crash inside somewhere, and I think the other team might have died, but I'm not really sure. And I don't know why we were racing the other team.
Because that's the part of the game.
So I think,
yeah, but not like that wasn't even fully explained. Like, if you've got people walking into this and don't know Tron, like, there should, like, you need to pretend that people have no idea what the hell this is about.
It was very pre-show lacking.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think, because I walked in knowing nothing about Tron and knew we were racing, I thought it was a good ride and the storyline was easy to follow. The other team just crashed. You're thinking too much into it. They crashed. That's it.
But see, that's the thing, though, is I went into it knowing the storyline and knowing that if you crash, you die. That's it.
Died.
Game over.
But aren't you digitized into the game and that's not your real form, right?
No, if you die in the game, you die.
Oh.
Like, that's it. You're out. Like,
well, then that answers your question.
They're done. They're gone.
But the point is,
and that's
like,
why Team Blue wins.
Right, but literally you see nothing about the other team, like, starting out and racing. Like, I don't even know when they fully joined the race.
They show you a big screen, and they say, remember Drake was on Team Orange?
Yeah, they showed the Orange team stats, but there was no Orange team launch. When did they join?
When we went.
But they weren't racing outside with us.
I don't think outside, I don't know, I don't... Yeah, the outside part is confusing because you're no longer
because
in
then
the
you go inside, but then I have no idea when the Orange team actually joined us or started racing against us.
You can see them immediately when you go inside and you go down the hill.
Yeah, when you first go in, Orange team meets up with us.
There's a mirror and it's our wheels, car, but it's reflecting as orange.
Our wheels turn orange on that side.
See, and I didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
I think you were looking around too much, because I was looking forward the whole time and I saw everything. So I think you might have been like, you know.
Right, because I didn't know what was, like, a little bit more explanation going into it would have been
helpful. I think
helpful.
Maybe because there wasn't a lot of explanation was just because it's a race.
Yeah. I think...
Right, but I mean, even on that end, there's not, like, if you look at any Disney attraction prior to this, if there's a race set up or if there's something going on that you need to know information about, like, I mean... Even in the queue for safaris, when they were back in the day, when you were out catching poachers, like, they set you up for the chance that they're, like, they talked about poachers in the queue line. They talked about, like, they set you up with the information to know, like, what may happen and what may go on. Or there were signs, like, even in Cali River Rapids in the queue there, there's signs about deforestation. And then you see it on the ride itself. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's no ride signage. There's nothing, no info for it. Like, it's a lack of.
But am I wrong? Theming. In the movie, do they race on light cycles?
I think the second one.
Okay. So that is what essentially this is. So going into it, knowing it's Tron light cycle run.
Right. But which would even be... then, like, just. Having a setup of, because if you go into it not having, like, I haven't seen the movie since it came out.
I've never seen
it. So that was like 2008, early 2000s. Like, even just having signage being like, you know, prepare for your race or, you know what I mean? Like, just throughout. Right. And I don't actually know what was said during the pre-show.
Prepare to be digitized into the grid. That's it.
Right, but there's no, like, why are we being digitized into the grid?
To race.
But why are we racing?
Because that's the game.
To race for the game.
Right, but why, like, who are we, why are we being digitized? Why is the game not already set up?
It is set up. We are not in it yet.
Why are we going to be putting in the game?
So we can race.
Why?
So that there is a new e-ticket attraction at the Magic Kingdom that goes super fast.
Right, but it's like there's no setup. Like, there's no... When you go to ride Rock and Roller Coaster, you know why. Like, hey, we're going on a Superstretch limo
passes.
At the backstage pass. They're hurrying up and they're trying to get us to the Aerosmith concert.
Right.
There's a full storyline.
I just think it didn't need a full storyline just because it's like... racing, like,
then leave out the stuff where the other team's crashing, leave out the other stuff, like, there's no explanation, like, okay, you won, but there's a brief mention of it. Why were we racing to begin with? There's no why.
Well, I am not the Imagineers that started building this ride 35 years ago, so
but
I
we do have the Imagineers on the show with us today. Yay.
Just kidding.
Explain everything to Sabrina, please.
But what I'm saying is like, if they would have just put a little bit more detail into things or leave off more, like, they're in that perfect conundrum of not enough information, but also too much all at the same time. Like, you need to lean into it or pull back from it.
Yeah. You know what? Next time I take you to ride Tron, I'm going to make you drink all these hard Mountain Dews.
So you're not going to care.
You're
just going to be like, haha, Team Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like all of a sudden, like I said, I was in the dark area, then all of a sudden I was like, oh, there's somebody else here.
You see, I think it would have been better if we had one side that was Team Orange.
Yeah.
And one side that was Team, because I thought that's how it was going
to
be.
Yeah, but then when Team Blue has to be the one that wins. So what happens to Team Orange?
Why does Team Blue have to win?
Because isn't that Tron?
I don't know.
Wasn't Tron.
But that's the thing, is if you're going to...
I don't know anything about Tron, so I'm just trying to guess out of my head.
Why couldn't we be digitized into Team... Who the hell's being digitized into Team Orange, then?
Drake.
Yeah.
And Trainmaster.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, why...
Stone Cipher.
Why do we need to be digitized into Team Blue?
Okay, for context for that, in the line queue, there's a big screen, and it shows Team Orange's stat, and all of them are like these... sci-fi-y names, and then it's just Drake.
We don't have Team Blue stats.
Because we're Team Blue.
I want stats.
So you want your picture up there and be like, Sabrina, this is your stats.
Someone gets Sabrina some stats.
Who's our team leader?
Me.
Why would we not have somebody that's experienced leading us?
Tron.
Did Team Blue suck enough? No, Tron's not a leader.
Well, maybe he's our leader.
Tron's the game.
He's a leader in my heart.
Maybe that's our leader. Electron.
Electron knowledge, so I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah, that's my I wrote a whole story about this ride, not knowing a single thing about Tron.
You know,
it was more fun for that.
I walked into the ride like, oh, haha, race. And then I just left like, oh, that was pretty fun. And I didn't really think about it after that. Yeah. And then Sabrina wrote this in her memoir that she was deeply
dissertation. Thank you. I'll be presenting it later to get my master's.
Awesome.
Okay. She wrote it.
What is Tron lacking?
On how deeply confused she was and how distraught it left her.
And that's the thing, is it's not a bad coaster.
And how much we suck at taking a picture with the light cycles behind us.
Yeah. Yes. It's not a bad coaster, but theming wise, it's lacking.
It is very, like, even the lines. So the queue is all outside. All outside.
Yeah. Well, the majority of it. Yeah. Like, and 3/4 of it.
Then you go in and you go in the room to be digitized.
Right. But there's no information as to, like, prior to walking in.
Like
what is going on?
Right. I can, for a Disney ride, it is definitely lacking a pre-show element to it.
I'm a pre-show element.
Even your just mom. Signage.
Right. There's no, it was very bare. Like, you're under the light canopy, which is
gorgeous. And it's nice because it's covered. And there's no, like, sun rays getting in.
Right. So that was nice to be under the light canopy. But like I said, you literally walk into a blue and black hallway.
Yeah.
You go into the digitized room, and then you're at the lockers, and then you're getting on the ride. Like, there's no
No
buildup. And I get what you're saying. Like, for people
Like, there wasn't even, like, an overhead, like, commentary.
Right.
Like, that literally sits there and talks to you. You know what I mean? Right. That is just on repeat. You hear more of that at the exit at Space Mountain than you do throughout this entire ride.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the people who are climbing into the thingies at the end of Space Mountain?
The scenes. The space scenes.
On TikTok? People were into them, and I was like, oh, that's a way to get yourself banned.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or drinking the fountain water.
Yeah.
We legitimately... So, at Islands of Adventure at Universal.
Oh, my goodness.
In the Toon Lagoon area.
Yeah.
You know, it's all just water.
Yeah.
Water everywhere.
And they have those thingies, like, I think this one was the Viking boat one specifically, where they're going, like, off the top of the shop or whatever, and it has water coming down into that red Mario-looking thing.
Yeah.
This guy had a water bottle.
And he's filling up his
water bottle. He walks over, puts it in the little fountain, and into his water bottle.
Yeah, filling up his water bottle in the Toon Lagoon water. That's how you get, like, brain-eating amoebas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is how you die.
Maybe he needed it to cool down his, like, cooler reactor. Maybe he wasn't going to be drinking it. Maybe he was just stealing water.
No, I'm pretty sure he took a sip.
I got nothing.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't try to defend him, Sabrina.
Nope, I got nothing. Tried and failed.
She's like... His radiator was overheating, so he had
his radiator?
Yeah, his coolant reactor. He was trying to keep the plutonium cool.
Yeah. People are weird. People are really weird. What's the weirdest thing you've seen at a theme park?
Oh, man. I mean, I worked at one of the water parks, too, so, like, I've definitely seen, like, people just drop trout and just piss anywhere.
Nice.
So that's always a fun one. Are people holding up their kid to just piss anywhere?
Why did they have to hold up the kid to piss?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely seen stuff like that. You hear a lot of odd comments and stuff like that. I was working a day that, like, over the radio, all we heard was, can I get a manager, please? I have a guest... going 101 in the queue line, but it's not really a 101. It's more of a 102.
What does that mean?
And
they were pooping.
Yeah, but really, I guess she said 101. It was a 103. She goes, it's 103, but it's not really a 103. It's a 102. Yeah, because 103, 101 means
the ride's down.
The ride is. Yeah, it's 101, it's down. 102 is it's back up when working. 103 means you have to go use the restroom. So you use these codes over the radios.
Yeah.
So that way you're not being like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I need to take a 103. I need a 103. So I need a break. I need a 103. So if you're out on a truck, you can't just stop the truck and get out. And then, you know, you're riding around and stuff. And so this person was in the queue line, was working a land position, and came on this dude that was literally... taking a number two. He had just, like, hopped over the little things and was taking a number two in the little wooded area.
Hey, I need to step out of the line real quick to use the bathroom. Is it really that hard?
No. Well, yeah, that's the guess, but she's saying for her driving a truck, she can't say.
No, I know. I'm talking about the guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guest could have stepped out to do that. Like, that is.
Yeah, and that, but I think that's also a miscommunication on, like, they don't. A lot of people that you get a lot of. People that don't realize when you're standing in a 2-hour line, you know, and you're waiting for 2 hours to go ride an attraction, that doesn't occur to them that they can exit and then meet back up with their people.
Right.
Because they're like, we don't want to lose our space. We don't want to lose our spot.
See, but then that also comes in that question with you are off doing whatever you want to do. I go get in that 2-hour line.
Yeah.
And then 7 of you decide to meet up with me.
Right.
I don't like that.
That I don't agree with. Now, right. If we all got in line together, the 3 of us, we're going to go ride.
Yeah.
We're going to go ride Everest.
Yeah.
And it's 2-hour line. And the 3 of us are there. And I've recently increased my water intake.
Right.
As I walked out of the line, I would be like, I'm coming right back. I got to go.
Yeah.
So people know I'm not just skipping, that my family is actually up here. I have been up in line.
Well, I was at Busch Gardens with Sabrina. And me and my friend rode Tigris. I don't know. All I know is on the loop, it went way too slow and I thought I was going to fall out. Anyways, and I felt like I was going to pass out. Why? Because I neglected myself from water. So I was like, do you want some water? And she was like, yeah. So I stepped out of line because, like, you had the fast pass queue right next to the line. Like, they were literally attached. So I stepped in there. I went out and I told the lady, I was like, can I step out to get water real quick? And she's like, yeah, what's your name? And I was like, Jocelyn. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. So I came back and I was like, my name's Jocelyn. Can I get back in line? And she's like, yeah, go ahead. And I just walked through the fast pass line back to her. I thought that was good. Like, tell me your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think once you get in line, there should be options to get back into line.
Or
yeah.
Like at the opening of Hagrid's when they gave you
a ticket
to go pee.
It's the same right. For Horror Nights. So a lot of times people always question why they give you tickets at Horror Nights. It's to prevent the line jumping.
Yeah.
So
which makes sense.
If we all get in line together.
Well, that's a new thing.
No, they've done it ever since you've been going.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember the tickets until this year.
But so if we all get in line and it's a 2-hour wait for this house.
Right.
And I have to go to the bathroom. I can go out of line with my ticket and then meet back up with everybody because my numbers match the sequence. So right. I can get back in my same spot. Now, the time that it doesn't matter is like you two get in line and then I come later. Well, you can't get my ticket for me. Right. I have to be there. You can't be like, oh, there's three of us and they give you three tickets.
Yeah.
I have to be there physically for it. So that also prevents me from joining line later. I mean, like, oh, well, my party's up there.
Right.
Because now our ticket numbers don't match.
Because a lot of people, oh, my party's up there. Oh, they just went.
Yeah.
Now, see, if I was them, I would show up to that attraction, get my ticket.
Right.
And then leave and go someplace else.
I've done that in the line for...
And then come back.
Legends Collide. I got the ticket. I was like, I need to use the bathroom. Which, it's very lucky because Legends Collide is right next to the bathroom. And then she's like, okay. And I just, ticket.
Mm-hmm. And then you can meet back up. And that also, yeah. Like, so the three of us are standing there and the people in front of us have been the same two people in front of us. And then all of a sudden, four people are there.
Right.
We can make them check the numbers and they'll move the people back
yeah.
that don't belong in front of us. So I like that scenario.
Or the people
as well.
In our yeah. seats.
Or the people in my seats at the theater who want to act dumb.
Yeah, we went to Pretty Woman yesterday.
The musical.
Yeah.
Save your time. Don't go. Anyway.
they don't sing Pretty Woman until the actual curtain call. So you can come for the second half.
Yeah. Just come for act two. It's fine. I felt like all the first act songs sounded the same and were basically about the same thing over and over. Anyways. Sabrina does not sit in the same spot as us. So we were like, okay, bye. We're going to go sit down. And Sabrina was like, okay. And so we went down to our seats and I walked there and I'm like, I think there's someone in our seats. And Mom was like, go ask them what row they're in. Because we're on like the highest balcony, three rows up.
Yeah, we're row C.
So I was like, hey, what row is this? And he was like, oh, C. I was like, okay. And I went back up to Mom and I was like, C. She's like, okay. So we walked back over because we were going to get a...
I was going to get Marlene. Marlene is the door usher, for those of you who don't know.
She was very excited about Pretty Woman.
She was very excited about the show, and I felt like she would support me. And then I decided to just do it myself.
We needed Marlene's emotional support.
I did. I needed my emotional support usher.
Anyways,
they stopped by me instead.
I did. I stopped by Sabrina, and Sabrina's
like... Well, they're right by the ushers.
Tell them to get out of your seat.
Anyways.
And to which Jocelyn thought that that's how I was going to say it. Get out of my seat.
Well, she can get snarky sometimes.
Who, me? No.
She can't get snarky a lot. So I was like, why don't I do it? And she's like, I'm going to be nice, Jocelyn.
I did. Just like that, too. I was like, I'm going to be nice.
I'm like, okay. And so she walks out. She's like, hey, so we're 5 and 7. You're in our seats. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
You're in your seat.
No way.
So they're like, oh, these stupid electronic tickets. They were 19. Seat 19.
I mean,
19.
I was secretly hoping that they were seat like 22. Because, okay, so for those that don't know, the way this theater works is that it's all odd numbers on like house left and even numbers on house right. So that's how they've split it up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an odd number, you know which side of the theater you need to be in. So I was secretly hoping that they were like
an even number.
An even number.
Yeah.
That's why they were in the wrong side.
Yeah.
Even still, when you look at the seat number on the seat and it clearly says 5 and 7, I don't know why you would think
those. And there was seats. Because there was 4 of them and clearly the other 2 were 15 and 17.
Right.
So,
there was 4 of them. And as soon as they got up and we sat down, the other 2 people whose seats they were in came. And I was like, oh, imagine if we all came at the same time.
Yeah, all of us. Oh, all 4 of us.
All of us came at the same time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow.
But yeah, it's so like, silly. Why are you in my spot?
Yeah.
That's my spot.
That's my spot.
That's my spot.
Excuse me.
I've sat here for 2 years. That's my spot.
You're in my seat. Please get out. I licked it. They claimed it. I didn't lick it.
Jocelyn did not lick it.
No.
No.
I would be far more likely to lick it.
Yes. Yeah, Sabrina and I would lick it before Jocelyn.
The one time, it was before I cut my hair. So my hair was like almost down to like my tailbone.
Yeah.
And there was gum on the back of me. The lady behind me was like, you have gum on the back of your seat? Just telling you so you don't get your hair caught in it. And I've been worried that there's gum all over my seat since.
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you know where the dice is so we can do our trivia?
Yay.
All right. We have 4 trivias. Wild and wacky trivias. Animals.
Worldly traveler.
It's worldly travel.
Travel. Worldly travel.
Social media and gamer life. So we're going to roll the dice 1 through 4. See what we get. Go ahead, Jess. Social media.
Is 3.
What social media site popularized the term trending? Was it Instagram, Google Plus, Facebook, or Twitter?
Twitter.
I'm going with Twitter.
You would be correct. Is it trending on Twitter?
You're trending.
Your mom's trending on Twitter. Oh.
All right, roll.
We running.
We are.
We gotta go.
We got to go.
3 again. Social media.
Hang on. I'm working on it.
Hey, between the years 2005 and 2009, what was the largest social media site? Was it Facebook, LinkedIn,
Facebook,
MySpace, or WhatsApp?
WhatsApp is not social media.
Yeah, it is.
WhatsApp's a texting platform.
It totally is.
I'm gonna go Facebook
or LinkedIn,
or it could be MySpace.
MySpace was on there.
MySpace was. I don't remember what year.
How about I say this question again? Because this one just started out Facebook from the very beginning. So
I don't know what year Facebook came out. I wasn't the first one in it.
I was.
I know.
Between the years 2005 and 2009, what was the largest social media site?
MySpace.
Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, or WhatsApp?
MySpace.
So, is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
I'll go LinkedIn since you went MySpace.
It's MySpace.
I said MySpace, too.
I know you did. You were right.
I don't know why you changed your answer, then.
Because y'all are like, I need to send in Kishisa.
I don't even think I had a MySpace.
I did, but that was only because, in order for to get my friend to join Facebook, I had to join MySpace.
Yeah, I don't think 2. I had a MySpace.
Worldly travel.
Wimbledon. Yes. True or false, the Leaning Tower of Pisa was designed intentionally to lean.
False.
Yeah.
What caused it to lean?
Ground sinkage?
No, the TARDIS hit it.
Oh, I haven't seen that episode.
No, you haven't.
I threw her a Doctor Who birthday, and most of the people there had no clue about Doctor Who. I think like 4 of you did.
Okay. Counting me or not counting me?
Not counting you.
There's maybe 5.
Anyways, I was one of them who didn't know much about Doctor Who. Yeah, I threw the party. So.
Worldly travel.
Yay, where are we going?
Wimbledon.
Which French city is home to the landmark designed by Gustave Eiffel? Is it Marseilles, Lyon, Toulouse, or Paris?
Can we just stop you and just say Paris?
Paris.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I
want to see what the options were.
I don't think you said the first one right.
Oh, I probably did not at all. So
Marseille.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah. Lyon or Toulouse. Or
Paris. I got Lyon right.
Yeah. It's probably Lyon, but that's okay.
No,
yeah, Louis. Versailles is that's where the palaces are, like Louis the 16th's. Mm-hmm. The palaces of Versailles. No, Versailles or
no, what did that I say? Started with an M.
Marseille, is that what I said?
No, you said Versailles, but it was
well, the last time, but the first time I didn't.
I don't know, 2.
Worldly travel.
How many languages are spoken in the world today? Is it 3,400, 5,700, 7,100 or 9,200?
Well, the first one.
3,400.
Yeah.
7,100.
It is 7,100.
That's what I said.
Interesting.
People think we're the same person, so
it's basically the
same. I would like to speak at least three languages, but I speak one. An asshole.
I almost said five, and I was like, that's not right.
Are you sure?
Gamer life. Well, it's not one.
Okay. The two options, one and four. The classic arcade game Pong was made by what company? Nintendo, Atari, Sega, or
EA.
Atari.
Why do I always get the easy ones for you guys?
Did you know that?
No.
Then it wouldn't have been easy for you.
Right. I said for you guys. I didn't say easy for me, guys. I said for you guys.
Atari was the first gaming system.
It was.
Yep. And Pong was the first game.
All right.
Have you ever played Pong?
We've done twice around, yeah. We did. We were quick.
Have you ever played Pong, Jocelyn?
No.
It's literally a bouncing ball back and forth. And it's basically...
Oh, wait. Is Pong the one...
It's like...
I know what Pong... Yeah, I've played Pong.
It's got the two paddles.
Yeah, I've played Pong. I normally win it. I've played Pong.
You can move them up and down. So it's basically like...
I didn't know it was called Pong.
Air hockey, but on a video game screen.
Mm-hmm.
Sideways.
Yeah, you gotta move the paddles, though, to keep the ball from... You gotta hit the ball back.
In the one-player version, you had to knock out the other, like... You had to stop it from knocking out your bricks and stuff. So, yeah.
It was good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that ends another fantastic episode of Two Drunk Mills and a Gen Z.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, at Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.